Please stand for the reading of the gospel. This is the gospel according to Matthew chapter 12, beginning with verse 33. Let us hear this word of the Lord. Make a tree good and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. But I tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Thank you, Lord. This is the word of God for the children of God. Please be seated. You're a bunch of idiots, you know that? Bunch of morons. Well, that's not very nice, is it? No. I wouldn't go that far, but... We have power in the spoken word. The power of the tongue is about what we say. What we say is about what we believe, and what we believe is about our faith. And our lives are the only Bibles that a lot of people will ever read. So the things that we say and that we do, well, people are looking at us saying, oh, that's a Christian, huh? That's what a Christian says. That's what a Christian does. We've got to remember that. So it's vitally important that you and I learn the Word of God and that we speak the Word of God. You don't have to be boring, but you got to be able to speak the Word of God correctly. The devil knows what the Word of God is. Can't make things up. But this has power. This is mightier than any weapon, any gun, any bomb, any sword. Proverbs 18, verse 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. See, words create actions and feelings, either good or bad. Words create actions and feelings, either good or bad. They're that powerful. But we take it for granted. We think, oh, it's no big deal. When we think about people that we don't like, people we can't stand, our mouth starts to run. And whether they hear us or not, we are putting into motion the power of those spoken words. When we gossip behind somebody's back, it still has power. The fact that you're gossiping to somebody lets that somebody know that you're not much of a Christian, because the Word of God hates gossiping. It's one of the seven deadly sins. But when you talk bad about somebody because they're a different color, because they're a different social status, because you don't like how they act, look, smell, dress, think, when you talk bad about them, that's evil. That's not the Word of God. The Word of God says that we're supposed to speak good words. Proverbs, now I got ahead of myself. See, I hate when I get out of place. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. Only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Ephesians 4:29. Do not let, even though it wants to, even though you're all riled up, even though you see something on TV, or you run into somebody at the store, or there's that family member that makes you mad clean through, or that neighbor kid that you can't stand, or that driver that almost runs you off the road or cuts you off, and you want to cuss them a blue streak, stop. Ephesians 4:9. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. We should only say things to each other that build each other up. I like your shirt. Looks good. Look, you're looking dapper today. Not like other days. You look dapper today.
Today.
Build people up. There's a handsome couple right there. Absolutely handsome couple. Eric, you're a good man, Eric. You're a good man. Working hard to keep this church going. Working hard to do ministry. You're a good man. I don't care what everybody else has been saying about you. You're a good man. Now, we think it's no big deal if we say a few bad things about somebody. I got to tell you, I heard this story years ago, and I know there's a lot of truth to it because I majored in psychology. Psychology professor decided to do an experiment in his class. So he called up all of his class students, except for one. And he told all of his students, I want you to pick on this one person all day and say to them bad things, tell them how sick they look. And so when all the students got to school that day, all of the kids kept going up to the one student and telling that person how bad they look. Kept asking, are you okay? You look sick. By the end of the day, that person felt sick. Psychosomatic? Yeah. Power to their words? Absolutely. You tell somebody they're an idiot often enough, they'll begin to believe it. You're an idiot. You're a loser. You keep telling somebody that often enough, they'll lose confidence. They'll begin to believe you. You can't do anything right. You're mean. You're no good. You're a drunk. You're an addict. Even if they are, you don't tell them they are because you're just reinforcing that. I want to tell you, let those who have ears hear. And I didn't mention this Saturday night or this morning. I was excited when I heard this lesson first preached many, many, many years ago. According to your faith, be it unto you. When you speak good words, that's good faith. When you speak bad words, that's bad faith. So how are you? I feel pretty crap. I feel sick. I feel bad. I got aches. I got pains. I'm poor. I'm broke. I'm a loser. That's all negative faith stuff. Oh, I'm telling you, let those who have ears hear. You're under the weather? Go to the doctors. Take medicines, eat right, drink plenty of fluids, get lots of rest. And say, I feel a healing coming on. How are you? Well, greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. The chastisement of my peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes, I am healed. I'm getting better. I feel good. And I'm not saying be in denial because you're treating the symptoms, but you're speaking faith. You're not speaking negative faith. You're not speaking death. You're not saying, oh, I feel terrible. I feel mean and nasty today. Like giving yourself an excuse to go out and rip somebody's head off. Speak life. Don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only say to people what they need to hear in order to build them up. That's what the Word of God says to do. What do people need to hear? Lori, you're doing a great job today. First time we've worked together, but you're doing a great job. Miss Diane, what can I say? Music is just wonderful. First time I've heard our choir, and I'm impressed. Really good. And I don't know if you don't clap after they sing or what, but I clap. I'm giving glory to God. I'm thanking God for what you guys do. So if I'm not supposed to clap, excuse me, but I'm going to clap. You bring it out in me. I can't get through this. I can't do this on my own. I need the Holy Spirit. That's truth. But you and I have the power of the tongue to speak life or death to people, to speak life or death to situations, to claim health and healing, to claim the Word of God, to stand on it. You can change somebody's life. That addict, that thief, that abusive person, that hateful person, that mean person, that... Speak life to them. Speak what they need to hear, because you have the power. And it's a spiritual principle that works for anybody, whether they're a Christian or not. But we have the added benefit of being the children of Almighty God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And there was a young boy who got into a bad habit of saying bad things about people, gossiping and telling lies. He was being mean and spiteful. And his dad couldn't understand it because they went to church all the time. But he was hanging out with the wrong kids. And he enjoyed going around spreading bad news, telling lies about people. His dad took him out back in the backyard and had a long talk with him and prayed with him. And he told him, I don't want any more of this. He said, from now on, every time you say something bad about somebody, I want you to put a nail into this fence. Old story. So the kid said, okay, all right, I'll do that. I'm sorry, Dad. Well, for the next few weeks, all he did was put nail after nail after nail in that fence. But he worked at it real hard, and every day got a little better. And pretty soon, after about a month, he wasn't putting any more nails in that fence. After a week went by with no nails, he went to his dad and he said, I've learned my lesson, Dad. I'm not saying anything bad about people anymore. His dad said, good, come with me. Took him out back, said, now pull out all those nails. And he pulled out all those nails and his dad said, look at all the holes in that fence. All those bad things you've said, you can't take back. So it's best not to say them in the first place. My mama always said, if you can't say something good about somebody, don't say anything at all. Let's learn to speak faith to a hurting world. Let's speak faith to one another. No matter how mad or riled up you get, no matter how sick and tired you are of a situation, no matter what aches and pains you've got or somebody else has got, let's speak faith. Let's speak life. Because we have the power of the tongue. We have the power of the spoken word. We have the power of Almighty God in our lives. Let's act like it. Let's live like it. Let's talk like it. And then people will say, oh yeah, that's what a Christian's supposed to be. And they'll come running to you because you have words of life. They'll want to hang around you because you build them up. You make them feel good. Starts here. Starts with us. Starts the moment we walk out of here. And we need the Holy Spirit to enable us to do that. So we ask for the Holy Spirit. Study the Word of God. Hang out with other Christians. And start putting your brain in gear before engaging your mouth. Put your faith in gear. Speak love. God loves you, and so do I.